Good morning. August beer shipments plunged 7.3%, and the producer of White Claw Hard Seltzer warns Anheuser-Busch and Miller Coors that slapping seltzer on Bud Light and Corona labels won't work and may in fact help them. Good morning. This is Beverage News Today. I'm Joel Whitaker. Let's get started. The Beer Institute estimated that 14,169,000 barrels of beer were shipped in August. That's a 7.3% plunge from the 15,290,205 barrels shipped a year earlier. The Beer Institute attributed the decline partly to out-of-stock issues on hard seltzers, as well as to trade-up by consumers to imports and FMBs, and higher sales of wine and liquor. But there was good news for beer producers, too. The Beer Institute's chief economist, Michael Ulrich, estimates that despite that 7.3% volume decline, consumer spending on domestically produced beer fell just 1% in August. Meanwhile, Anthony von Mandel, the founder of White Claw Hard Seltzer's parent company, Mark Anthony Brands, told the National Beer Wholesalers Association annual convention that consumers flocking to White Claw today are not going to magically return to the mega beer brands of yesterday. Despite whatever last gasp, line extensions or nostalgic marketing they launch. With White Claw and our entire brand portfolio, he said, it's not just about volume, but about profit. White Claw is looking to step up production and plans to invest about $250 million in new and existing facilities. The hard seltzer sells for $33 a case, and Van Mandel says it's a huge profit generator for wholesalers and retailers and deserves more shelf space. Meanwhile, on the Trump front, anti-Trumpers may have gotten an impeachment inquiry underway in the House of Representatives, but they have failed on one front in Washington, D.C. The district's Alcohol Beverage Control Board granted Trump International Hotel's liquor license renewal. Earlier this year, a group of 8 residents and property owners had complained that President Trump was, quote, not of good character, close quotes, and therefore the license should be denied. Breakthrough Beverage Group says it will now represent O'Neill Vintners and Distillers' full portfolio in Delaware, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. That's effective October 1st. Founded in 2004, O'Neill Vintners and Distillers has become the 7th largest winery in the United States. Volunteer fire companies and veterans groups would get a break under a bill being considered by the Pennsylvania House. It would eliminate a $700 a year fee for liquor licenses for American Legion and VFW Post, as well as volunteer fire companies. In new product introductions, Knob Creek Bourbon is introducing Knob Creek Quarter Oak. Guinness is introducing Guinness Over the Moon Stout from the Open Gate Brewery in Baltimore. Diageo is launching Walking Dead Kentucky Straight Bourbon, an affiliate with the Spirits of the Apocalypse zombie comic book series. And the Israeli winery Yetter is introducing 2 new wines to the U.S. market. Finally, there's this. The world has a new number one bartender, Bani King. She's a South Korean native who's been shaking and stirring in Singapore for a number of years, and she has now become the winner of the Diageo World Class Bartender of the Year 219 competition. Thousands of bartenders competed, but the list was whittled down to 53, who then competed in the finals at the Kettle One Distillery in the Netherlands, at the Talisker Distillery on the Isle of Skye, and the final stop was in Glasgow. Congratulations to Bani and to all the contestants. And that's it for today from Cane's Beverage News Daily's Beverage News Today. I'm Joel Whitaker. Have a wonderful day and a great weekend.